Two by two, they come screaming down the 85-foot-long, waist-high wooden track, trailing rooster tails of sawdust and long yellow extension cords that power them to the finish line. 21 contestants are racing their belt sanders in today's event.
That was how reporter Sean Cole began his treatise on the New England Belt Sander Racing Association, which first aired on Only a Game on April 13th, 2002. But here's the bit everybody remembers.
It's a real family event. It's a family event with beer, you know.
You keep mentioning the beer.
The beer is central, pretty much. Without beer, I don't think you'd have belt sander racing. In fact, without beer, I'm sure there wouldn't be belt sander racing.
There is still beer, so there will still be belt sander racing. Or will there be? Only a Game's Karen Given investigates.
For the record, I don't usually start my workday with a beer. In fact, I have never started my workday with a beer. But then I've never before reported from a belt sander race.
You are at the 2014 Fall Nationals Belt Sander Drag Race and Costume Ball.
Glenn Gerner is a woodworker and former champion of this sport. But for some reason, he's really enthusiastic about the idea that this might be the last time NEBSRA, an organization he helped found, holds a belt sander race.
It's such a huge pain in the butt to put this thing together. You know, it's like, it takes a village.
And the village is tired.
The village is getting old.
There's the theme to settle on, invitations and t-shirts to design, food and beer donations to arrange, and the charity component to coordinate. One NEBSRA volunteer told me this event is as much trouble as planning a wedding. Gerner's in charge of trophies. This year's features a glowing disc topped with a golden sander being driven into the ground. The image carries a very specific message.
Let's put this thing to rest. You know, let's end this. Let's bury this finally.
We can't remember the years anymore. In fact, we pretty much officially cannot remember the years, and we don't want to.
That's Rachel Solem. She's also been around since the beginning, which was somehow related to the 1988 Olympics, according to what NEBSRA told Sean Cole for our original story. But everyone now swears the sport emerged organically at a Halloween costume party.
And it was on the floor with upright 2x4s guiding the belt sanders and just a pile of blankets at the end to stop them somehow. It's very informal. And we could all be down on the floor in those days because we were all, you know, young and lithe and all that.
Today's less-than-lithe spectators stand along one side of the Sprint 2000, NEBSRA's 85-foot-long, waist-high belt sander track. It runs the entire length of the Sander Dome, a woodworking shop in the Jamaica Plain neighborhood of Boston.
Sanders are getting ready.
Belt sanders race in two categories, stock, which are often highly decorated but otherwise unmodified machines, and modified, where most everything, including the drivetrain, has been swapped out for something faster.
You ready? Listen for the bell.
When pitting power tool against power tool, false starts are common, and sometimes the sanders outpace their bright yellow extension cords and come to a halt in the middle of the track.
Oh, my God.
The sanders are given names, too. Glenn Dubler's blessed version of abrasion looks ready for the Day of the Dead, with yellow and red silk flowers, a bunch of attenuated plastic skeletons, and a large gold-crowned glow-in-the-dark Virgin Mary water bottle. With all that extra weight, it seems almost like a miracle when Dubler's creation actually wins a race.
Now, did you ever worry when doing all this that you were actually slowing down your belt sander?
I plan to lose. This is not a fast sander. It has never won on the merits of its speed, so that's not a consideration.
I get my first taste of true sander speed and the accompanying danger when the modifieds start racing. Luckily, I'm chatting with Dave Kenyon, another of NEBSRA's founders, when the mayhem begins.
Oh, oh! That one ran off the tracks.
Do you ever worry for your safety?
All the time.
But Kenyon actually seems more wary of the media than he is of crashing belt sanders.
You know, you must know you guys did a show years ago.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Because I've been told this is it. This is the last one.
Well, we've said that before. It's like the Who's last tour.
So I'm here under false pretenses.
Yeah, you can leave now. It's a waste of your time. I would get out of here. Oh, God. Here we go. Wait. We got to move. We got to hold my beer.
Come on. Sure.
Hold on.
Before I can leave, Kenyon shoves his beer in my hand and climbs over the velvet rope separating the spectators from the track.
Did it set an accident or something? They twist the...
They seem to be worried about a potential accident.
Oh,
yeah.
There's a dent in the elevator door from the last one.
This is the third time someone's pointed out that dent in the elevator door. For about 10 minutes, Kenyon fusses over the position of the crowd, and a 60-pound lithium-ion-powered sander retrofit with a motorcycle engine. It has a theoretical maximum speed of 85 miles per hour, and its name is Bruce. Finally satisfied, Dave Kenyon comes back to retrieve his beer, and I ask him whether he requires any safety checks before a sander is allowed to race.
I'd rather not talk about that.
Yeah. These are things that we don't really talk about.
Yeah. Sarah has a whole list of things that we don't talk about.
We do have a very well-developed list of things we don't talk about, and this is certainly one of them. Thank you very much for your time.
Bruce surges to life and almost immediately slams into the spring-loaded preventer at the end of the track. It's spectacular, but no one dies, so the crowd goes back to reminiscing about old times. There are other belt sander races around the country. Some even have corporate sponsors and professional crews. But NEBSRA likes to believe theirs is the first and the best. Dave Kenyon is proud of how far this event has come in the past quarter century.
Oh, yeah, because it's so much more now. It's homecoming. This is real homecoming. People have come up to me and said, thank you for doing this. You know, that's nice.
Thank you for doing it, right?
This is how we get together, you know? There's not enough rituals in our lives anymore, not enough tradition. This is what passes for tradition.
And despite the protestations of NEBSRA's founders, this seems like a tradition that's not quite ready to come to an end. For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.
Are you having a hard time imagining what belt sander racing looks like or what sort of costumes belt sander racers wear the day after Halloween? Well, imagine no longer. We have pictures at facebook.com/onlyagamenpr.